Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
A very good morning to you. This is Breakfast Business with Jonathan Healy, standing in for Joe Lynam. It's Wednesday, the 6th of March at 6:30, and it's good to have you with us. Still to come on the programme, Zero Day Con, which is a cybersecurity conference, 2024, kicks off today. We're also going to hear how far Simon Coveney's business supports go and all the markets as usual. But as always, we begin with the stories that are making the news in the papers today. And we begin with house prices from the Irish Times. House prices and rents will continue on an upward curve for the foreseeable future, according to the ESRI. They are appearing before the Oireachtas Committee on Budgetary Oversight this evening, as several members of the think tank are due before the committee to discuss the present economic and fiscal situation, which is good, except when it comes to housing. In the opening statement, the Institute will note that investment in residential construction slowed noticeably in 2022. Ireland was amongst the countries with the lowest investment in housing in the EU that year, only exceeding Greece, Poland and Bosnia-Herzegovina, it says. As a result, the rise in house prices and rents will continue, albeit at a slower pace in the case of house prices. So that is a story. Despite what the government is saying about housing starts and housing completions, we are so far behind the rest of the European Union, and the numbers do not lie. But there is better news for the economy in other newspapers this morning. We have got from the Irish Examiner a detail of the Exchequer returns. The government collecting 4.2 billion in tax receipts last month, 270 million more than a year earlier, which was helped by a significant rise in income tax receipts that appears to reflect record levels of jobs in the economy that is still facing quite high levels of inflation and elevated interest rates, which won't change this week, by all accounts, with the ECB meeting on tomorrow. An outsized share of February's tax revenues was accounted for by income tax revenues, which rose to over 2.4 billion from 2.2 billion collected in February last year. The Exchequer returns show the performance of income revenues, according to the Examiner this morning, which are one of the big four sources of tax for government, will help reassure that employment levels continue to be buoyant at the early part of the year. And we're not as reliant on corporate tax as perhaps some are concerned that we are. And if you thought you had a bad day yesterday, spare a thought for poor Elon Musk. I know we mention him a lot when it comes to business stories, but we need to point out when he's having a bad day at the office. And yesterday was indeed a bad day. Tesla stopped production at their factory outside of Berlin, sent everybody home after a suspected arson attack at a nearby electricity tower caused power failures throughout the region. The police in Brandenburg have dispatched helicopters and drones and dogs to investigate whether the fire, and I'm going to do my full Joe Lynam German impersonation here, if I may, in Gossenau-Zittau, Joe would have done it better, was set intentionally, according to local authorities. The facility currently has a capacity to produce 375,000 cars a year, but today is producing the sum total of none. Tesla shares fell as much as 5.2% after the start of regular trading on Tuesday in New York, with production halt disappointing on top of Chinese shipments that also had an issue. And it was the 7.2% drop in Tesla shares on Monday that saw poor Elon kicked off the top spot of world's richest man, losing out to his super nemesis, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, fighting over how much money they have when they clearly have plenty. More on that to come a little bit later on. AIB's results out at 7 o'clock as well. We'll be speaking to Colin Hunt on News Talk.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.